You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avery Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
Christ is now leading me safe on my way.
And I'm glad I served one.
I'm glad I served one.
That never changes.
For he is the way. The truth and the life.
Oh, he washed my soul.
From sin that stained it. Now I'm headed for heaven.
I'm headed for heaven
and eternal life. Some people may change as they go along, not thinking of Christ and living so wrong. Oh, may they stop now and call on his name. For Christ never changes, he's always the same.
And I'm glad I served one.
That never changes, for he is the way.
The truth and the life. Oh, he washed my soul. From sin that stained it.
Now I'm headed for heaven
and eternal life.
I'm glad I served one. That never changes.
For he is the way.
The truth and the life.
Oh, he washed my soul.
From sin that stained it.
Now I'm headed for heaven and eternal life.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people. We're thankful for your love and mercy, your goodness and your grace. And we're thankful, Father, for the gift of your dear Son and the gift of eternal life through him. So we pray that you'll take us, you'll take this broadcast, and make it a blessing to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to your spiritual life. And if it is, we would be thankful if you'd take time to write and let us know. At the close of our broadcast today, we'll be giving you our mailing address, and we would be thankful if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast.
Oh,
On this broadcast, we have the privilege of having Brother James Arch with us here in the studio. Brother James is pastor of the Church of God in Grand Cayman, British West Indies, and he's going to bring us a message on today's broadcast. May the Lord bless him and you as he comes to speak.
I'm very thankful for coming over today again on this broadcast, and I do trust that the Lord will continue to bless the listening audience as we go into the Word of God. So thankful for His blessings and His goodness to us. Each day is a gift from God.
Amen.
And we appreciate His goodness and His wonderful love to the children of men. For the devotional part of our service, I'll be reading a few verses of Scripture taken from the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the writings of the Apostle Paul, verses 14 and 15, and then verse 17. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I would like to entitle the message, A New Creature in Christ. What does it mean? It doesn't take very long in life to discover that there is more to living than just the natural flow of things.
Amen.
Eating, sleeping, working, etc. Very early, we discover that there is much more to life than just those things. We discover that deep down inside of us, there is a spiritual longing, an emptiness that the natural flow cannot satisfy. Many today achieve their goals. In other words, they make it well in life, only to find still there is something missing.
Amen.
What I'm referring to is not found in the abundance of the things that we possess. It's not found in just merely being religious. It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look into the 8th chapter of Romans and verse 1, you will see there where the same Apostle Paul, the same writer of Corinthians said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So we understand clearly from the Bible that there is a possibility of being redeemed by the blood of a lamb.
Thank the Lord.
There is a possibility of having our life changed around and walk a new road. It's a wonderful life. And when the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, or wrote to the Corinthians, that being in Christ makes us a new creature, he was not referring to after death. He was referring to while we live here.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is very, very necessary that we believe the Word of God and what it teaches. It makes a vast difference in our lives. What we believe will eventually determine our eternal destiny.
That's right.
So it is very important that we listen to the words of the Bible and its teachings and take note of it and give our lives to God and turn it around. We live in a time now that it seems that many don't care what they believe. But it does determine where we will spend eternity. It is important to believe that Jesus came into this world and gave his life as a ransom that you and I could have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundantly.
Amen.
The only way we can have a new life is through Christ. The only way we can have our sins forgiven is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who shed his blood for us. We live in a time now that anything seems to do for a lot of people. There is nothing to do with God seems to become a priority. But the trend of the world and going along with what is in the world, going along with what is wrong seems to be the priority among many people in our world that we live in. We live in a time also of a declining awareness of God and morality. We need to be awakened to the fact that God is still very real.
Amen.
That God is the creator of the world. He's watching over the world. He's the master of the universe. He's the God and can become the God of our life, the master of our life. God made us. He created us. And he made us to live for him and to worship him. Although the sin brought many changes in the world because of the fall of Adam, a lot of problems exist and a lot of things changed, but God provided a way out.
Yes.
Jesus coming into the world did not eliminate sin, but it provided a way out of sin for us, that we could live this new life that the Apostle Paul is referring to here. We live in a time now of deteriorating family values, and people are changing their outlook, their philosophies, their minds on the way that God has set things in order. God never fails. God's plan is still God's plan.
Amen.
It's a wonderful plan. But what was Paul actually referring to when he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature? What was he actually referring to? No one can free himself of sin. We need the power of God in our life to change our life.
Amen.
And to forgive us of our sins. That is the only way that can be accomplished, is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Outside of Christ, one is dead in sin. In the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, we find there in verses 20 and 21 where Paul said again, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things, whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. So outside of Christ, outside of the redeeming love of God, we are dead in sin. He referred also to being delivered. And in verses 17 and 18 he said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants. And verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. What a wonderful, comforting scripture that is. Thank God today for that beautiful way that he has provided for us. It's a wonderful way, a wonderful life that God has given us. The psalmist called it a lifting up. In the 40th Psalm, verses 2 and 3, it says there, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. The new life, that's what Paul spoke about in Corinthians, the new life. Thank God for that new life today.
Amen.
It means walking a new road. That's really what it means, walking a new road. In the first epistle of John, we find there in the first chapter, verses 6 and 7. In the first chapter of 1 John, verses 6 and 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Thank the Lord.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Nobody in the world today can say they have never sinned. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's a part of the world. We take the downward trend, the downward road of sin, and take the path that the devil has laid out there for us. But thank God, we can turn to God. We can think about God. We can listen to his word. We can listen to his voice. And we can turn our lives around. It means experiencing a new love. In the same epistle of 1 John, we find there in the third chapter and verse 14, where it says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." So we thank God today for this beautiful, redeeming love of God. The Bible tells us that mankind can turn his life around and change it. It means a new devotion, following a new master. Jesus becomes Lord of our life. Yes, he becomes the master of our life. God sent his Son into the world for a purpose, for a reason. Jesus just did not come and die on Calvary's cross. But think about his life for a moment. When he was on earth, how he ministered, how he lived, how he went about doing good, how he healed the crippled and opened the blind eyes and unstopped the deaf ears, how he went about doing good unto all that came unto him. Yes, and then eventually he laid down his life as a sacrifice for you and me, that we could have this life and have it more abundantly. Jesus himself said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." This is an abundant life. It's a triumphant life. It's living above the world of sin and evil that we are confronted with from day to day. God never called one human being to serve him yet that he did not give him the power to combat the powers of evil and to live that holy, upright, and righteous life. You go into the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, you will see there again where Paul gave out to us the armor, the thing that we need to put on to be strong, the shield of faith, etc., the word of God, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. All of these things are given to us as Christians to triumph over the powers of the devil, over the evil one that is so rampant in the world today. I believe that we are living in the closing days of time, the closing time of this dispensation. I believe the Bible is being fulfilled. We see the signs of Christ coming. And I believe today that God is going to call the people out, and more people are going to be redeemed and turned to God before he returns to take his people to be with the Father. So we can have a new master. Jesus becomes Lord of our life once we turn our lives over to him and become his followers, his Christian. It means forsaking the old sinful life. Jesus himself said to the woman that was brought to him, that was taken in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you." He did not condemn her. He did not condone what she was doing. And he said, "Go and sin no more." Jesus came to turn our lives around. He came to save, not to kill. He came to save. Amen. That's why Jesus came. So he released her, set her free, but he did tell her to go and sin no more. It's a forsaking of the old life. Jesus himself said as well, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." That's what it really means. And one scripture says, take up their cross daily and follow me. There's a cross to bear. There are reproaches to bear in walking with God, in being a Christian. That's a fact. That's the reality of the Christian life. There are struggles and battles and tests to go through as well. But that's how God proves his people. That's how God keeps them in line. And that's how he proves whether they're going to stand for him or not. And if we prove true, God always is with us. This means new goals. We can influence others now to Christ. Once we give our lives to God and experience this new life, becoming new creatures, as the Apostle Paul said, then our lives become influences for Christ,
right,
and witnesses for Christ. And we can tell others and we can show others the way of God. The world needs more Christians.
Amen.
The world needs more men and women who will stand up for what is right, who will stand up for truth and holiness, who will not bend to what the devil would try to get them influenced into, but to stand up for God and for right. It also means a new hope. There's anticipation of a new and better home than this world. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So Jesus has gone to prepare a place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. You can have one of those mansions in heaven that Jesus has gone to prepare. Every human being is eligible for that mansion if we live in preparation for that. We must live for the Lord while we're in this world. We must make sure that we have Him in our heart and in our life before we pass on out of this world. There will be no repentance after we leave this time world. The Bible tells us it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. We thank God today for this wonderful promise that we have, that our lives can be turned around. We can be brought out of hopelessness and despondency. We can be brought to God and enjoy this abundant and rich life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All of those old habits and practices that we lived with when we were in sin, we drop them. Then we walk with the Lord. It's a wonderful walk, to walk hand in hand with God, to be able to commune with Him as friend with friend, and to know that He is with us all along life's pathway. We thank God today for this wonderful gift. If you do not know the Lord today, we pray and trust that even while you're listening to this program, you may surrender your life to the Lord. You may think about this and remember what Jesus said, that any man that comes after me, he can deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He has never turned one away. His love reaches you today, wherever you may have gone. However deep you may have traveled into sin, you cannot go so deep for what the love of God can reach down and lift you up out of that miry clay that the psalmist spoke about that I read a few minutes ago. You can be lifted up out of the miry clay. The Bible also teaches that the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. It includes every one of us. Thank God today for that wonderful plan of redemption for man, that while we are yet without strength, in due time, Jesus died for the ungodly. He died on Calvary's old rugged cross, shed His life blood, that you and I could enjoy this wonderful way while we're here, that we could love everyone, we could be at peace in our own souls, and we could have that deep, settled peace and joy that nothing else can give us, and then go home to enjoy eternal bliss with Him.
Amen.
In heaven forever and ever and ever. Friends, it is real. Embrace this wonderful opportunity today. Today, you will never regret the day that you turned your life over to the Lord. You will never regret it. And I'm sure today that as you listen to this program, your heart will be warmed and you will consider these words and turn your life over to the Lord.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, bringing us the message on today's broadcast. Again, we want to give you our mailing address. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know. You hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you.
Every race shall behold his face, his loving face.